I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Daf and Practice Series. Rameir Arik in his Truvas Imr Yosher Chelik Besim and Kufayin Aleph was asked the question of whether it's permissible, whether it's appropriate for someone to send a Sefer Torah in the mail. Now, this Truva was written either in the late 1800s or the early 1900s, and the form of transportation would be by boat. And the question was whether it's permissible, whether that's appropriate. Now, in today's Mishnah, in the Mishnah in today's Daf Shabbos Daf Tzadivav and Aleph, all in the beginning of the new Perek, Perek HaZorik, the Mishnah discusses passing or throwing from an object from one Rosh HaSarabim to another Rosh HaSarabim, crossing over Rosh HaSiyachid in the middle. And the Mishnah references the practice in the Mishkan. When they're constructing the Mishkan or they're transporting the Mishkan, they would pass over the krushim, the beams, from one wagon to another wagon. And the Mishnah relates that they would pass it, they wouldn't throw it. And Rashi explains, why wouldn't they throw the beams? Rashi says, she'ein osin krushim nizrakos, they wouldn't throw them, v'pnei kovdan, because they were too heavy. Because they're too heavy to throw, therefore they would pass them. However, other people have a girsa in Rashi, v'pnei kvodan, because of their honor, because of the honor of the beams, since they were used for the Mishkan, it wouldn't be appropriate to throw them. In fact, Yerushalmi teaches us that that's the halacha, that it would have been wrong to throw them because it would be a bezayon and it wouldn't be appropriate for the krushin. And interestingly, based on this Rashi and this discussion, Asar Bitzel Zilberstein wishes to apply this concept when it comes to an Aron HaKodesh. If you're transporting the Aron, it's inappropriate to throw it, it's best to pass it, you shouldn't let it fall down, you shouldn't throw it. However, what about the Sefer Torah itself? What about the Sefer Torah that you want to send in the mail and send in a box? So the truth is that when it comes to a Sefer Torah, when it comes to Kisvei HaKodesh, any Sefer, it's really a Gemara Mefureshes. It's a Gemara in Erevin Daf Tzadiches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says you're not allowed to throw Sefer HaKodesh. And that's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeh Simin Reish Pei Beis. If he says, Ein Zerk in Kisvei HaKodesh, you're not allowed to throw any Kisvei HaKodesh, v'afil halachas v'agodos, even if it's not a Sefer Torah, still you're not allowed to throw it. And therefore, when it comes to transporting the Sefer Torah by mail, the Shoel asked Rameir Arik, is it okay to transport the Sefer Torah, to send the Sefer Torah? Now, my suspicion is that they were interested in sending the Sefer Torah to America because Rameir Arik makes a reference that it could be that there's a need for in that country, Me'ever Liyam, they don't have that many Sefer Torah. Religion in America, American Jewish community wasn't that developed. They probably didn't have sufficient Sefer Torah, and therefore it was important to transport Sefer Torah from Europe to America. And the question is whether that's appropriate. Do I have to be concerned that the handlers of the mail would throw the box, would throw the Sefer Torah? And Rameir Arik suggests that when the Gemara says in Erevin that there's a problem to throw Svarim, when we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to throw Svarim, that's only the Sefer itself. But if it's in a box, then it's not a problem. And this could have many applications. As we're saying, this halacha is not just for a Sefer Torah. All Kisvei HaKodesh have this halacha. If you're traveling anywhere and you're going to be interested in bringing Svarim along, because although you're going to use all daf, accessible on your iPhone, your iPad, your computer, on Shabbos you won't be able to access it. And hopefully you have other learning that you do as well, which is not accessible through all daf. So you'll want to bring Svarim, and you'll put it in your suitcase, and give it to the handlers, put it on the plane, then you're going to throw the suitcase. It's inevitable it's going to be thrown. And the halacha is you're not allowed to throw Sifrei HaKodesh, you're not allowed to throw Kisvei HaKodesh. Is that okay? So based on this halacha, based on what the Shuvas Imre Yosher is teaching us, that since it's inside the suitcase, since it's inside a box, this halacha would not apply.